This time of the year, you know, many people gather with families, but people maybe are alone this Christmas and feel alone, maybe even in a crowd. A new book by pastor and author Mike Novotny aims to help us. It's called Lonely Less, 6 Steps to a Less Lonely Life. Let's jump into it. Mike Novotny, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dad.
Like, has this always been an issue, or are we just kind of more focused on it these days?
Yeah. You know, the Bible talks about loneliness, so this is nothing new. But people are kind of looking around at modern culture have noticed that there seems to be what the U.S. Surgeon General called an epidemic of loneliness in America.
Wow.
And not just an American thing. They've added a minister of loneliness into the British Parliament. So something seems to be happening in our time and place that makes this perennial problem a specifically powerful problem for us today.
Well, sometimes we think certain things will answer the need, like, oh, I'll just get married and I won't be lonely anymore. But I think people could tell you probably that even in a marriage, you can be lonely, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the deepest loneliness is when you have a ring on your finger and someone who sleeps in your bed, but you're not connecting and not communicating. So, yeah, whether you're single or married or divorced or widowed, whether you have you're part of a big church or no church, I think all of us need to be really intentional, which is what I try to tackle in this book about combating that frequent feeling of loneliness.
Can we blame the internet? I mean, let's just say, we blame the internet and social media for everything nowadays, but what kind of an impact does that have?
You know, not to step into your semi-joke, but I think it's somewhat true.
Yeah.
Kind of my premise of explaining the modern epidemic of loneliness is that in 100 different ways, most of us have chosen what is easier, but then it left us lonelier.
Hmm.
You know, we chose to listen to a podcast instead of going to church. We chose to have our groceries delivered to our door. We chose to text with friends instead of doing the hard work of meeting them at a coffee shop. We chose to Zoom into the office meeting or multitask while we were there instead of looking our coworkers in the eye. And all that stuff is individually wrong, but it kind of makes sense to me that if you add up, you know, 2 minutes of people time here and 5 minutes of people time here and some small talk there, that it actually adds up to something pretty substantial that maybe just could explain the struggles we're having these days with loneliness.
Mm. You know, when you're younger, sometimes it seems like you just make friends easily. You don't even, you do it without even thinking, you know, whoever's at your front door, that's your best friend. But as you get older in life, it does seem a little bit more difficult. Why is that?
Yeah, my wife and I just talked about that at breakfast this morning. I think when you're younger, there's all these systems kind of set up to put you in the same space as other people in your demographic. You know, you have to go to school and you spend all these hours. You join the musical or the school band or you play basketball. And it like forces all this time that kind of gets you 80% of the way there.
Right.
But I think after those school days are over, then it's a little bit more of the onus and the burden is on your shoulders. So, yeah, you know, I feel for people who feel lonely as they get older. And I would actually, in love, I'd want to nudge all of us a little bit to say, yep, it's hard. And it's probably a little bit harder. But there are ways to kind of bridge that gap if we'd make the effort. If we'd ask someone out for coffee. If we wouldn't feel so timid, but instead just like, you know, feel the agency to step up and try to tackle this problem personally.
How does it affect us, loneliness? It's just that there's that feeling, but there must be physical things too and just psychological things.
Yeah, the U.S. Surgeon General said you're actually healthier if you smoke 15 cigarettes a day and are not lonely than the opposite.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Which is wild. If I had a friend that was puffing away 15 cigarettes, I'd be concerned. But actually that person who has no one to celebrate the holidays with or wishes they had closer friendships is actually in more physical danger, not to mention the emotional and spiritual dangers of that too.
My goodness. Yeah, that is incredible to think of. What if people, you know, you're just thinking, okay, I really want friends, but I'm shy. I'm introverted. How can I get through that?
Yeah. You might have a smaller, I sometimes think of our relationship like desires as a cup. Some people have really big cups. They want to hang out with people all the time. Some people just need a little bit of liquid in that cup to fill it up. So I'm not pushing everyone to have the same amount of social time. But I would say you might be shyer, which might make this a little bit harder. But man, all you really need are 2 or 3, maybe 4 good people in your life to fill up, you know, your relationship desires. So don't intimidate yourself thinking you need to work the room and shake every hand at a church service, at a wedding. You just got to connect with 1 or 2 or 3 people who are going to be people that you can rely on and do life with.
Oh, so you would say like quality over quantity at that point.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
The book is called Lonely Less, Six Steps to a Less Lonely Life by pastor and author Mike Novotny. Thanks for being with us, Mike.
Thanks, Todd.